sting in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good morning. It is currently 8:08. I am your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. Here in the studio this morning, we have a very special guest, Heather from MWR Fitness.
Woo! Good morning. How's it going?
It's going really well. How are you doing?
Oh, just fantastic. It's a beautiful day. It was a great sunrise. It's a little humid, but it's okay. I'm doing great.
Fantastic. So we have a question of today of the day on Facebook, and it is, what is your favorite snack on a stick? Would you like to answer for us?
Oh, yeah. Okay, because I'm a big snacker. So really, anything counts. So as long as you're okay with something that I use as a toothpick, as a stick, then I would say, you know those little mini meatballs you cook in the crock pot with the grape jelly and the little cocktail sauce, and you put a stick in them and you eat them like at a cocktail party? You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Someone out there listening knows exactly what I'm talking about, and those are delicious little mini meatballs on a toothpick as a stick.
So I'm a big fan of the little Smokies barbecued in a crock pot. That's probably one of my favorite meat on the sticks. All right, well, we have more with MWR Fitness coming up next. Welcome back to the studio. We have Heather here with MWR Fitness, and we're going to be talking about the zombie run.
The zombie run, that's right.
So explain to me, what is the zombie run?
Yeah, okay, so you're new, and there might be some people out there listening who are also new. So let me tell you all about it. It is the 3K run that MWR Fitness is hosting for Halloween. It is going to be on Saturday, October 26th. The zombie run takes place at Maranai. It is a 3K run, which is about like 1.8 miles around Maranai. So you can run it, you can walk it, you can skip, you can hop, you can jog, you can run, walk, you can do a combination. So I've had people ask sometimes, like, if I'm not a runner, can I still come out? I'm like, heck yes, come on out. Everybody just move your feet, show off your costume, which brings me to my next point, costumes. Do you have your Halloween costume ready?
I was going to go as myself.
Okay, perfect. So let's say that like maybe you wanted to do something else and you need to order something from Amazon. Again, you're new. You're going to want to like take a little bit of time, think about it soon, and get a costume ordered soon. Because by October 26th, you want to make sure your costume is here, ready to go. So we do encourage people to wear their costumes. If you're like, hey, you know what? I don't think I want to like run or walk or jog for 3K. Not really in the mood to like go out and get my own costume. How can I participate? That's your question. I've got your answer. We are taking volunteers all the time. We definitely need people to help out with water stations, help with the start line, help with the finish line, and then be zombies. So if you don't want to get your own costume, that's okay. Come to us. We'll get your face painted. We've got a professional makeup artist who does the faces. And then the zombies will go out on the race course. You get an LOA from me if you need one. And you can pretty much just chase costumed runners around Maranai for, you know, an hour or so. So basically, save the date, pencil it in, Saturday, October 26th, Zombie Run, Maranai. Either bring a costume or volunteer to be a zombie, and we will get you set up to chase people around. How does that sound?
I think it sounds fantastic. Okay. I'm definitely going to have to try and remember the date because I live in Maranai. Oh. And if I go outside on that Saturday and I see a bunch of zombies and things running around, I might think the end is now and the apocalypse has begun.
It's terrifying.
And just hide in my house and show up UA.
Yeah. Last year we had a whole bunch of zombies. They were out. They were wearing all black. Their clothes were ripped. Their faces were painted. They looked terrifying for those that wanted to be terrified. Anybody that didn't want to get terrified, the zombies magically knew to leave them alone. So don't be scared if you've got little ones out there that might be a little afraid. The zombie run does start. The running takes off at 1600. You'll be done by 1700, so before the sun sets and the witching hour begins. So make sure to spend your day with us. Put that in your calendar right now. Do you want to write that down? I'll wait. Is everybody, if you're driving, please don't drive while texting, but make sure that when you park, You tell all your friends, Saturday, October 26th, the Zombie Run at Marini. Registration is open now. You'll find the flyers around base. Scan that QR code, get registered. And if there's any questions, ask anybody in fitness, either gym, and we'll help you. We'll get you registered.
Okay. And in the event, are you going to be participating as like a water vendor, or are you going to be dressing as a zombie yourself?
Oh, well, I'll just be running around doing all the things. So we'll have to see. Usually I'll wear some form of either black and orange just to be festive, but still functional. But I don't know. I might get my face painted this year. I might scare everybody at the start line. So come on out and find out what I wear.
All right. Well, you heard it here. Join the Zombie Run Saturday, October 26th in Marini. And coming up next, we've got some more tunes on 105.9 The Eagle. Good morning and welcome back to the studio. I'm your host, DJ Outlaw. Here we have MWR Fitness representative Heather Holcomb.
Woo! Good morning again. So I am talking on behalf of my dear friend Angelina, just talking all things sports. Go sports! I've got a couple deadlines to remind everybody about this week for some Captain's Cup stuff. I know that Captain's Cup points are winding down for the year, and everybody's got a lot of questions. I don't have the results in front of me as to the order, so everybody's just going to have to sign up for the remaining Captain's Cup sports to get those points. So we've got a Captain's Cup racquetball tournament that's going to be starting on Monday, September 30th. So that registration deadline is this Friday, September 27th. Make sure you are signing up. I know we've had some sports like tennis that not everybody signed up for, and that's where certain teams are really able to get ahead with their Captain's Cup points. So get a team in the racquetball tournament. It's going to be super fun. The deadline is this week, so you've got a couple days now to figure out your teams and get that together. And then anybody interested in a one-day event, 3v3 sand volleyball, we've got a tournament that is going to be happening on Saturday, September 28th. So that registration deadline is this Wednesday. So by this Wednesday, September 25th, make sure that you've signed up your 3v3 volleyball team. A team is four players because this way you've got like one extra person in rotation so that if anybody needs a break because playing sand volleyball is exhausting, you'll have that fourth person on your roster. So those are my my Captain's Cup heads ups for anybody out there listening, loves the sports, wants to participate, represent their command. Come on out. Let us know.
Okay, perfect. And it's on a turf field, is that correct?
So the next to the turf field over at NAS2, there's like a sand volleyball court. You'll see it like when you go over there, it's kind of outside the gym. So that's where the sand volleyball is going to happen. It's like right there. We had it recently filled with sand, so it's looking sharp. It's good. And that's where that'll be happening. And yeah, racquetball tournament. We've got the racquetball courts over at NAS1. That's where it's self-officiated.
Okay, sounds perfect.
Yeah, great question.
So do you participate in any of these Captain Cup events yourself?
Ugh, I don't. Here's the thing about me. I stick to the one-day events, the running, and the things like that. I'm just not athletic. You put me in a sand volleyball court, someone's going to get injured, even if I try. So maybe next time.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for tuning in. We've got some more tunes for you here on 105.9 The Eagle. Welcome back to the Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ Outlaw. Here we have MWR Fitness representative Heather Holcomb. Before, I know you have to take off, and before you go, is there anything that you'd like to add to this morning show?
Yeah, before I head back over to the gym, I'd just like to put out one quick PSA. So for those of you listening that utilize the turf field, please, please, please don't be a monster. Please don't bring alcohol and glass bottles out there. Don't leave your cigarettes on the ground, your trash. There's garbages nearby. Bring a bag with you if you've got some stuff you want to throw out. Because Angelina, myself, and the rest of our team, we do go out there. We put gloves on. We pick up broken glass, soda cans, water bottles, all those things. If you're going out there, we love that you utilize the field. We love it, love it, love it. That's what it's there for. But please, please, please leave it as clean, if not cleaner, for the next person. Just another reminder, there's no pets on the turf field. I know people argue with us because there's stray dogs out there that sometimes get on the field. They can't read the signs. So if you keep the doors closed, and as long as you can read the signs and don't bring your personal pets out there, we really appreciate it. And so do your friends and colleagues and neighbors that also utilize the fields. That's my PSA. Go sports.
You heard it here. Pick up your trash. Thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate your time, Heather.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was really fun.
All right, coming up next, we have some more music for you. Thank you for staying tuned to 105.9 The Eagle.